transcribed.
This program is dedicated to the world's greatest mother.
On this Sunday, this Mother's Day, this day of joy and prayer, let us pay tribute to the world's greatest mother, Mary, the Mother of Christ, and through her to mothers everywhere.
The Mutual Broadcasting System makes this time available for a special Mother's Day program of the Family Rosary Crusade under the direction of Father Patrick Payton of the Congregation of Holy Cross. Appearing on the program will be Loretta Young, Charles Boyer, and Ann Jameson, presenting the story of Our Lady of Fatima. Miss Young will play the role of Sister Maria Lucia. Miss Jameson will appear as soloist. Mr. Boyer is your host and narrator.
The story of Fatima is now more than 30 years old, but the world is just beginning to hear of it, just beginning to realize its significance. Fatima is a village in the very center of Portugal, a sleepy little town in the hills. It is a land where olive trees flourish, and in the rocky pasture lands, little shepherds guard the herds of grazing sheep. The story of Fatima is the story of three little shepherd children, one of them still alive, to tell us what happened that long ago day in the field called the Cova da Iria. In imagination, let us cross the ocean to Portugal. There the hills are green with spring, and the golden sunshine falls from blue skies above. Let us stop before an age-old convent, hallowed by the prayers of countless dedicated souls. Enter those cloistered walls and leave behind the noise and bustle of the world. Slip down the cool corridor, past the quiet chapel, past the clean, bare refectory, and come to a room, small and simple, where a nun sits quietly beside a window, her eyes filled with heavenly dreams. Back through the years, her vision goes to another day in spring when she, Lucia de Jesus Santos, was a little shepherdess playing with her companions in the fields near Fatima. On that day, 32 years ago, Lucia saw the Mother of Christ and talked to her. Sister, Sister Maria Lucia, will you tell us your story? Will you tell us, Sister Lucia?
It began in the month of May, 1917. I, Lucia de Jesus Santos, was a frightened 10-year-old girl. With my cousins, I'd driven the sheep to a grassy spot where they could graze for the day. And when the church bells rang out, we knew it was time for lunch. So we ate our meal, but saved a little for later on. And then in great haste, we set our rosary, chased the sheep up the hill, and began to play the game we loved, making castles out of rock. Francesca was the architect. Jacinta and I gathered the stones. Then it happened. We saw the vision. Oh, I shall never forget how my mother spoke to me that day when she first heard of it.
Lucia.
Yes, Mother?
Look at me.
Yes?
What is this fairy tale I hear about you and your two cousins?
You mean
Jacinta and Francisco, the three of you?
Oh, Mama, it's no fairy tale.
Where were you yesterday?
In Papa's field at the Cova da Iria. We were watching the sheep and we were...
Yes, what happened?
Oh, Mama, I...
You saw a woman there dressed in white.
Oh, she was beautiful in her long white dress, Mama. And her mantilla was edged in gold. Really, Mama? Her hands were joined like this. And what's the matter, Mama?
Go on.
And she had a rosary, pearly white, hanging from her hand.
And she was standing on a cloud, I suppose.
Oh, yes, she was. Honest, Mama. On a feathery cloud just above the small tree.
I suppose she told you she was the Blessed Virgin.
No. She said that we should come back there on the 13th of every month until October. And
go on.
And then, on the 13th of October, she would tell us who she is. Mama, you don't seem to believe...
Lucia, you're lying to me.
Oh, I'm not lying. Mama...
You want people to believe you're another Bernadette.
Oh, no. Ask Francisco. Ask Jacinta. They saw her, too.
That's enough. We're going to see the parish priest. He'll put a stop to your lying. I don't know what to do with her, Father.
Come here, Lucia. Tell me, did you really see a lady at the cova?
Oh, yes, Father. Jacinta Francisco and I saw her.
And you think the lady is the Blessed Virgin?
Yes. But she didn't say.
You see how stubborn she is, Father? The Blessed Virgin. And she doesn't even know how to say her prayers right. Tell the Father how you say the rosary.
I used to say it fast, Father.
Go on. Tell him. Tell him how you and Francisco and Jacinta say the rosary.
Well, instead of saying the whole Hail Mary, we used to say only the two words, Hail Mary, on each bead.
You see, Father... And they called that the rosary.
Oh, but Mama, the lady told us not to say it that way. She said we must say it properly.
I should think so.
What else did she say, Lucia?
She asked us if we were willing to give ourselves to God and to suffer for the sins that people commit.
And you said?
We said, yes.
There. You see, Father, what am I to do with her?
My dear lady, there is nothing you can do. This may be from heaven, or it might be a trick of the devil.
But, Father, what will the people...
Please, madame, just a little patience. Time will tell all.
Yes. Yes, time would tell all. The lady kept her appointment. She came in June. Vision of loveliness. She came speaking a prayer. She said, say the rosary every day. She said, love my immaculate heart.
What's all this excitement up here at Fatima?
Didn't you hear? Three children claim they saw the Blessed Virgin.
Cheap religious emotionalism.
I wouldn't be too sure, mister.
Nonsense. I think the clergy's behind it.
And again on the 13th day of July, the lady came. All through the countryside, word had spread of the visions we had seen. Some believed, some scoffed. But the majority could not make up their minds what to think. Down the hill roads they came by the hundreds, and on that day in July, knelt with us to recite the rosary. And then I looked up. The lady was there, clothing us in a light as brilliant as the sun. Her eyes were fixed on me, and I could somehow feel her tenderness. It gave me courage to speak to her.
Oh, lady, I see you. I hear you. I believe you. But so many people don't believe.
Lucia, my child.
Yes.
The people will believe. In October, Lucia, they will see a great sign. In October... The people will know who it is that speaks with you. Oh, yes, I remember that July of 1917.
The lady promised a sign in October. Sign for all the people. And she also revealed a terrible thing, even while the people were talking.
What's all the commotion?
Visions.
Visions? You don't believe in visions, do you? Why, all that heaven and hell stuff went out in the Middle Ages.
Even while they were speaking, the lady revealed that there is a hell. I had a vision of it. Oh, my God. Yes, I remember that July in 1917. The lady even prophesied. Lucia, when a night illuminated by an unknown light is seen, know that that is the sign that God gives you, that the punishment of the world for its many sins is at hand. Through war, famine, and persecution of the church. To prevent this, I ask the consecration of the world to my Immaculate Heart and communion in reparation on the first Saturday of each month. If my requests are heard, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. Otherwise, great errors will spread through the world, giving rise to wars and persecutions. The good will suffer martyrdom. Different nations will be destroyed. But in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph, and an era of peace will be conceded to humanity.
I can't figure it out. These crowds, I mean.
In June, there were only 50 people here with those three children.
And in July, 5,000.
In August, 18,000.
And in September, the police estimated the crowd at 25,000.
It's mob hysteria, that's all it is.
I don't know. They're running dispatches about it in the press all over Portugal.
What I want to know is, what's the matter with the ecclesiastical authorities? Why doesn't the cardinal put a stop to it?
Montello?
Nothing new, Your Eminence. The crowds are immense. Still pouring in from all Portugal.
They estimate there will be more than 60,000 present for this October apparition.
Are you beginning to call it an apparition now, Your Eminence?
I wish I knew, Montello. I wish to God I knew.
Then you think possibly this apparition could be something...
Yeah, I didn't say that. However, I've been thinking of something.
Yes?
That tree above which this lady is said to stand, Montello, there was a cloud, a kind of vapor around it.
Yes, the cloud, I remember. Almost like an iridescent dust. It surrounded the tree and the children.
Thousands of people saw it, Montello. Thousands whose truthfulness I cannot deny or doubt.
It was like smoke, Your Eminence. Like incense.
Yes. Montello, does that suggest anything to you?
It is at least phenomenal.
These words from the Book of Canticles, the Bible, Montello. Listen. Who is she that goeth up by the desert as a pillar of smoke, or aromatical spices of myrrh and frankincense, and all the powders of the perfumers?
Yes. Yes, Your Eminence. I think that... Oh, my God. Could it be?
Montello... Who is she that goeth up as a pillar of smoke? Who is she?
It is that morning in October again. But somehow I can see it all again. That crowd of faces at the cova. I cannot forget those faces. Almost 70,000 of them were gathered there. The lady promised to come at high noon. She promised to reveal at last who she was. She promised to give the people a sign. Then noon came. Nothing happened. My mother's voice beside me. Oh, I can still hear it.
Lucia, do you think she will come?
Yes, Mama. She'll come.
It's after 12 o'clock. The people are getting restless.
Don't worry, Mama. She will come. She will come. She will. There she is. Coming to us.
Look at the sun.
Oh, my God. Look at the sun.
With a baby Jesus in her arms. Oh, Mary. Mary, with a baby Jesus in your arms.
Dispatches to the newspapers of Portugal, October 13th, 1917.
A most unusual phenomenon was witnessed here by over 60,000 people. The sun, which had been shining at high noon, suddenly paled and appeared to spin like some gigantic wheel, throwing out lights that surpassed all the colors of the rainbow. This prodigy occurred three times within 10 minutes.
The Lisbon paper was Seculo.
The first appearance of this sun resembled a plaque of full silver. As the crowd gazed, it began to spin like a wheel, throwing out great shafts of colored light, which flashed and fell upon the sky and earth.
The paper Ilustração Portuguesa.
A photograph published by the Ilustração Portuguesa shows a throng of people standing with astonished, upturned faces.
The report of the Ecclesiastical Commission.
This solar phenomenon of October 13, 1917, not registered in any astronomical observatory, a fact which shows that it was not natural, was seen by persons of every class and grade of society, by believers and incredulous, by journalists representing the principal Portuguese papers, and by persons miles away. This destroys any explanation based on collective illusion. Outstanding physicists who have been consulted attest that phenomena of this kind cannot be...
Kept her appointment. Mary fulfilled her promise.
once the lambs and sheep grazed in the covered area, there rises now the great basilica to the Lady of Fatima. Millions of pilgrims through the years have come to kneel and pray to her who is the Mother of Christ. Even as at Lourdes, a medical commission has been set up, and hundreds of miraculous cures have been written into the records. In October 1930, the apparitions were finally declared by ecclesiastical authority to be worthy of belief. And on October 31st, 1942, the lady's prophecy was further fulfilled when Pope Pius XII consecrated the world to her Immaculate Heart. All through the world, the message of Fatima has spread. Thousands have begun the practice of receiving Holy Communion on the first Saturday of the month. Hundreds of thousands have restored to their homes the beautiful tradition of saying the daily family rosary. Our Lady of Fatima now belongs to the world. And Lucia? What became of her? Lucia became Sister Maria Lucia. She still lives in a convent in Portugal. And perhaps, if she could lift her voice over that convent wall today, she might say to us,
"The years are not so many since I called to the sheep in the covered area. One by one the years have run, like beads on life's long rosary. And so little has been done, so little done. Oh, Mary, you warned us of war, of famine, of persecution, and lest we should heed your words. And we did not. The wars have come. Famine has struck. The bodies and souls of men have been tortured by those who know not God. You told us what to do. Little things, but so important. Little things that bring us to God. Do penance, you said. Try to atone for the sins of men by deliberately giving up, for the love of God, some of life's pleasures and joys. Consecrate yourselves to me. Yes, bind yourselves to me, for I am your mother, given to you at the foot of the cross. And I shall never rest till all men know the love of my Son. You can know him in the breaking of bread, the sacrament of the Eucharist, as did the disciples at Emmaus, receiving him gladly and frequently, for it is your God who comes to you. You can know him through prayer. Therefore pray, recite the rosary. It is my request, nay, my command. Say the rosary every day that all families and all nations may find peace and happiness. Oh, Mary, Mother of Jesus, give us the strength and the courage to obey your commands, that we may gain the reward of your promises. The promises I heard only 32 years ago in the field of the Covered area.
The story of Fatima has been brought to you as a special Mother's Day presentation of the Family Rosary Crusade. I should like you to meet Father Patrick Payton, the director of the Crusade and the one who is responsible for today's program. Father Pat, it is good to have you here.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you and Loretta and Anne and all the cast for your inspired presentation of Our Lady's message.
The real inspiration came from the story itself, Father. The story of Fatima carries its own unique simplicity and beauty.
Yes, Charles, and more than that, it carries a warning and a promise, a message for the world and for every person in it. It's not just a story to listen to and admire and then put away in the back of our minds. If Our Lady did appear at Fatima, if she gave the commands and made the promises attributed to her, then we must act. We must respond to her request or take the consequences. Up to now, men have tried to ignore or forget what happened at Fatima.
Yes, and we've seen the results. In 1917, Our Lady of Fatima said, "If my requests are heard, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. Otherwise, great errors will spread through the world, giving rise to war and persecutions. The good will suffer martyrdom, nations will be destroyed. That was in 1917. And since then?
1919, the communists seize control of Russia.
1922, fascism conquers Italy.
1933, Nazism victorious in Germany.
1939, Poland is invaded.
1941, Pearl Harbor is bombed.
1945, the atomic bomb destroys Hiroshima.
1917 to 1949, 32 years, so much tragedy, so much suffering. Yes, Father Pat, and apparently we've learned so little.
But we must learn more, Charles. And I think the whole world can learn from Fatima. There's our peace plan. Our Lady's plan for peace. It's a three-point plan. Penance, the Blessed Sacrament, the Rosary. When each of us begins to live by this plan, then we'll have peace in the world and in the homes of the world. Penance, the Blessed Sacrament, the Rosary. That's the challenge of Our Lady of Fatima. God grant us all the courage to accept it.
You have just heard a special Mother's Day program produced by the Family Rosary Crusade with headquarters in Albany, New York, and Hollywood, California. Heard on this Mother's Day program were Loretta Young and Charles Boyer, with Ann Jameson as soloist. The supporting cast included Norma Jean Nielsen, Janet Scott, Norman Field, Victor Perrin, Charles Maxwell, Ed Coleman, Howard Culver, and Herbert Rollinson. Father Timothy Mulvey, OMI, and Father Raymond Finan, CSC, prepared the script. Max Terr scored and directed the music of the Hollywood Orchestra and Singers. The program was directed by David Young. Your announcer, Merrill Ross.
And came to you transcribed.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.